Hallelujah. Amen. Can we open our Bibles to the book of Psalm 133? Amen. I like to open my Bible before I start greeting people, so I can greet people in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We're just going to be starting there tonight. Like my brother said, it's an appetizer. I was about to say the exact same words. I just want to give you a tongue taster just to sweeten your mouth a little bit for deeper things of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I bring greetings from everyone in Edmonton. You have a family in Edmonton, you don't know. A wonderful family. Some of them are here with us. Some of them are listening online. In fact, the brother who dropped me off at the airport last time specifically told me to greet each and every one of you. He is the brother of our brother here, Femi Kayode. I'm sure he's listening, so he said I should greet you all. So we send greetings from everyone in Edmonton. We are blessed. You are blessed. We love you all, and we are supporting you all. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Psalm 133. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. You know, there's no other place I'd rather be than in the presence of God. How many of us, you know, back in the days, you know, we used to watch some soap operas? You know, when I was in university, there was one. You know, it's a stupid show. It was called Vampire Diaries. You know, it was a mix of vampires and, you know, they were romantic, you know. And it was so deep, it was on Thursday at 6 p.m., that I will have exam on Friday, I will leave school, go and watch the show on Thursday, then I'll go back and go and study. If the earthly show can grab your soul like that, amen. And then guess how most of us relinquish such shows. For example, you know, maybe the lady that you were hoping in your heart to toast that guy in the show, but somehow the show did not agree for both of them to meet together. Then that thing will now break your heart. Amen. And that's how you will stop watching the show. Amen. But we have a God who will never break our hearts. He's sweeter than any soap opera you can ever be engaged with. Amen. When I encounter the sweetness of God, oh my goodness, it hooked me. Amen. And I'm still not recovered. I don't even want to recover. I'm getting more drunken and drunken and drunken in love with this God. Amen. Amen. Connected with him. He's my own soap opera now. You know, I don't watch any of those shows anymore. This is my connection. This is my life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want us to see Jesus a little bit. What does the Bible say? Psalm 133. The Bible says, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard." Who is Aaron? Aaron was the high priest. So Jesus, really. Upon Jesus' beard. Amen. Upon whose beard? Jesus' beard. That went down to the skirts of his garments. So what is flowing down from our Lord? Amen. He says it next, the dew of Hermon. Praise the name of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. The dew of what? Of Hermon. Let's continue. "And as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing." Not a blessing, not blessings. The blessing, even life forevermore, eternal life. So there's the essence. You know, God is a good God. I serve a very good God, oh. He's always by my side. He gives gifts, but that is not the blessing. Amen. God gives blessings, but it's what they call the blessing. It's called eternal life. Amen. And the way it flows as a dew. Amen. A dew of Hermon down Jesus' beard ran even down to the skirts of his garments. Amen. Then it now congregated upon a company of people whose hearts are joined together in unity. That's the mountains of Zion. Amen. That's why he says, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's not a false unity in the sense, oh, we gather together, you know, we are unified. No, in our hearts, we are chasing one thing. Oh, my God. In our hearts, as a congregation, what are we chasing? One thing. That's unity. Praise the name of the Lord. That is what causes the ointment to flow. Amen. That is what causes what? The ointment to flow. It flows down his beard, went down to the skirts of his garment, then it flows on to the hearts of that congregation who are seeking what? One thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know if we are seeing, citing what Jesus wants to bless us with. It comes like a dew. What does dew refer to? Rain. What does rain refer to? Water. What does water refer to biblically? The word. Praise the name of the Lord. Can I go further? Just a little bit. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My brother, we've been talking about John. So we're going to go to John. Amen. Now, mark these words. You say, what does the biblically water refer to? The word. What was the blessing? Life. Now, let's go to 1 John chapter 1. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. First John chapter 1, verse 1. The Bible says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. Let me use another verbiage. Of the dew of life. Amen. Another verbiage of the water of life. Remember Revelations? The water of life, the river of water of life, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. Amen. So Jesus, what he has is waters. And those waters, once you receive the congregation of those waters, you have life. Woo! Glory to God. I want us to see what they compare the voice of this Jesus to in the book of Revelation chapter 1. If anyone is there, you know what I'm looking for. Go for it. Glory to God. Jeff, are you there? Go ahead, sir.
And his feet, verse 15 of Revelation 1, it says, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters.
Praise God. And his voice like what? The sound of many waters. And you know, the Bible says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what is inside Jesus' heart? Waters. They call it the voice of a tumult. Those men, you can't receive it in one day. It's a flood. No wonder it has to come as dew. Amen. And no wonder you have to listen and listen and listen and listen and listen. Praise the name of the Lord. Because you are receiving the waters of life. If any man is athirst, let him come and receive the water of life freely. Amen. 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 Isaiah chapter 55. Let's go there quickly. Amen. Jesus is here. I can just feel that presence of Christ. Amen. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 1. Praise God. My brothers, you will help me read. 55 from verse 1 to 3. Anyone else? Okay.
Oh, everyone that tested. Come ye, the waters, and ye that had no money. Come ye, buy and eat. Ye, come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? And your labor for thou which satisfy not. Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness.
What did he say you eat? What is good? Amen. So what is good? Waters, his word. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can I continue? Amen. Can we go to Hebrews chapter 1? Verse 8 and 9. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Are you there, sir?
But unto the Son he said, Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity.
Okay.
Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows.
Praise God. Do you see a conversation there? Who are the two players in that conversation? God and O God. God and Jesus. Thy throne, O God, because Jesus is O God. So God speaking to O God. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. What did he love? Righteousness. He did something. And there was a response in the conversation. The father did something in response. What did he love? Righteousness and hated iniquity. I'm just going to focus briefly on the righteousness aspect. Loved what? Righteousness and hated iniquity. Then what was the response to loving righteousness? Anointing of the glory of gladness above thy fellows. Now, it didn't say above thy enemies. So the enemies are not even in this conversation. It means he has fellows who also have oil of gladness, but Jesus' own is fullness hired above all his fellows. It means you could be his fellow if you are his brother, bringing many sons into glory. So none of us here can ever love righteousness more than Jesus. But on the flip side, your degree of loving righteousness is proportional to your degree of oil of gladness. They call it inheritance. Praise the name of the Lord. He did something to get oil of gladness, did he not? What did he do? He loved righteousness. Glory to God. He loved that which is good. What did Isaiah 55 say is good? The war, the waters. Now let me just go further a little bit. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 13 and 14. Hebrews chapter 5, verse what? 13 and 14. If I don't share, the thing was heavy in my heart this afternoon. If I don't share it, I'll be cheating you. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I'll be cheating you somehow because I know what it takes. That scripture gives the info of what it takes to be able to discern between what is right, good, and evil. Let's read it. Are you there?
Read it for us.
For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness.
Why?
For he is a babe.
Okay.
But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by the reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me just step back a little bit. Milk is foundation. Amen. Milk is sweet. Milk is necessary. I'm just building upon the foundations of this morning. Amen. Milk is necessary. You need to, in fact, you can be trying some small meat, but still be drinking milk. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. But I want to give you just a inkling, a vision of another height. Milk will not enable you to discern between good and evil. And if you cannot discern between good and evil, how would you love what is good? And if you don't love what is good, how would you receive the oil of gladness? Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know milk is so sweet that you can spend your whole Christian life in milk? But that's not what God's intention is for you. God wants you to be feeding on milk for as long as you can, but have that vision that one day I have a desire in my heart for that which is good. I also want meat. Now, meat is hard to chew. You have to do exercise by reason of use. Exercising your senses, then you are able to discern what is good. It's not easy to discern what is good and what is evil. How do I know? Just, I'm a small boy, but just my little walk with God. I remember maybe 5, 6, 7 years ago, there are things I used to do. I was a believer. I would be doing things. I was thinking I was doing good. But as I now grew, I realized I was actually doing evil. Because what is evil? Wickedness. It means twistedness. It's disobedience. Is anything that God did not ordain, though it seemeth right. It's not easy. So that's why you need strong meat to now know what seemeth right, but it's not right. And that strong meat is those waters. That strong meat is the word. You need to war with the word. Exercise with it. Here and here and here. Endure it. Praise God. Endure it. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's why there's no better place for me to be than here.
Yes, sir.
Where they are serving us both milk and meat. So I can also read, you know. Amen. Suck the sweet one. But also chew the strong one. Amen. There's one thing I always notice that goes with when God is serving meat, he always brings a wine of the Spirit. If you see tonight, if you see the worship tonight, that was for a preparation. The prophecy was a preparation of our hearts to receive just these words, these little words that we're beginning to speak tonight and we're going to continue to speak to prepare our hearts, because these words can help you discern good and evil, so that you will be able to do good, then love it. Praise the name of the Lord. I can't just wake up one morning and say I'm doing righteousness. I don't know what is right. The definition of what is right is God, whatever God is saying. There are many righteousnesses in this world. Amen. Do you get me? Do you get me? There are many things that are right to do in this world. Many exercises that are right to do in this world that will cost profit. But the only one who knows what is really right, because he's the author of rightness, is God. And that is why they have to reveal it to us through preaching, through revelation of our heart, and through study and meditation. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation, for the Jew first, also the Gentile, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Hold on a second. For therein, so it's like a box. Look at this thing. So we get a Christmas gift basket. It's not just a one-day thing. You open the basket, you begin to take the gifts one by one. You know, many people can just give the basket and just leave it there in the house and say, I have the gift. You don't have the gift until you opened it up and used it by reason of exercise. Then you have it. Oh, glory to God. So it's given to us through revelation, revealed righteousness from faith to faith. From faith to faith. Righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith is given to us. As it's coming to us, we should be loving it. Do you know, there's also a possibility that as it's coming to us, we may not love it. This morning, my brother was preaching, and he was made a very profound statement that Paul had to shout, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel." You know, the enemy tries to make the gospel shameful sometimes. Make paint it like you are foolish following the gospel. You are not wise. You are too foolish. What are you doing here at this time of the night? You are not wise. Paul got angry. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. You have to break that thought. For it is the power of God. Because it's only inside that thing that it can give me what it takes to receive all of gladness. Praise the name of the Lord. I just begin to round up. I want to give you just sound a little taste of this oil gladness, oil joy glad. Hallelujah. It's a kind of oil and kind of gladness and joy that does not depend on whatever is happening in the ephemeral. It's an oil joy glad from the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one, who can steal that one from you? The Bible says, if all your hope is in this world, you are of all men most miserable. Why? Because somebody can steal your house, and then your joy is gone. When you have oil of gladness, no one can steal it from you. It was not dependent on the house to start with. Whether things are working or not working around you, you have the permanency of joy. Oh my God. That is what you need. Praise God. But there is one way to get it. You have to love righteousness. You have to love hearing the word. You have to love waters and waters and waters and waters and waters and waters. I hear the Lord saying, the Spirit, waters are flowing. Waters and waters. Waters are flowing. They are flowing. Here, open your heart to hear tonight. My waters and waters. My waters. My waters. My waters are flowing. Praise the Lord, my Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Amen.